Rubber game of the series between the Brewers and Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka on the hill in the Bronx for New York going up against Jimmy Nelson. We pick it up in the first inning. Scoreless game. Two men on for Travis Shaw facing Tanaka.
Thames doesn't go, and the pitch is hit to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. I think he hit the ball over the bullpen and into the bleachers. A tremendous home run for Travis Shaw. And for the second straight day, the Yankees give up a three-run home run in the first and trail 3-0. Pitch swung on and drilled to deep right center field. Ellsbury back. That ball is gone in the bullpen. Stephen Vogt just hit one in the Yankees bullpen in right center. The second home run of the game for Milwaukee, and the Brewers now take a big fat 4-0 lead. You couldn't play a left-hand hitter there anyway, right over the bag at third. Here's Frazier. Swung on and hit in the air to right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Clint Frazier does it again. A two-run home run to right center. Frazier. Frazier goes downtown. Here is the 0-1. Swung on and drilled to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a three-run home run to give the Yankees the lead. So they are going to review it. But right now, the Yankees have a three-run home run and a 6-5 lead. What do you think from your...
I think it was a foul ball. Now, we're looking at it on the screen right now. I don't know. Foul ball.
Now, here is the 1-0 to Sanchez. Swung on and drilled down the right field line, and it is a caught. Beautiful catch by Santana. I thought it was going to go over his head against the wall. He hit a bullet at Sanchez, and Santana made a leaping catch on the track.
The Brewers take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees heading into the All-Star break, winning this one 5-3. The Yanks finish 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. The Milwaukee bullpen goes 4 scoreless frames, and Travis Shaw finishes with 2 hits and 4 RBIs. The Yankees drop the rubber game of the series to the Brewers. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
Well, I mean, that's the difference in the game. When you go 1-for-16, it's pretty hard to win a game. And we kind of dug ourselves a hole early, and we kind of got back into it. We got it to 4-3, and then it was 5-3. And, you know, we had some good at-bats. I mean, look, Gary Sanchez is a bat. I mean, he hits a rocket to right field, and the right fielder makes a really good play. So, but you're not going to win games doing that. Stuff wasn't very crisp. He wasn't sharp today. I thought his slider wasn't as sharp as it's been. And he made some mistakes early in the game, and he made a mistake with a slider on a backdoor slider that ended up, you know, middle in, and that was the three-run homer, and that was the big mistake. It leaves us a little bit of behind in the standings, but, I mean, we have a lot of games to be played. We have a lot of games in our division still to be played that are extremely important. We've played, you know, pretty well in our division, and we're going to have to continue to do it, but the big thing is we need to play better. You know, you can't worry so much about where you are. We have to go out and play better, and we just haven't done that lately. Obviously, you'd like to finish strong going into the break, but we did not. So it's probably not a bad time. It allows 4 more days for our guys to get healthy that aren't, trying to get back, you know, in a sense of free 4 days, you know, because they're not missing games. So I think that helps as well.
The Yankees finished the first half of their season with a 45-41 record.